African government's controversial proposed data policy, the draft national policy on data and cloud released on 1st of April 2021, were due this week. The policy in which the government will become co-owner of all data generated in South Africa has already attracted widespread debate among commentators, with many saying that it raises issues around privacy and has the potential to scare off much-needed investment into the sector. Now joining us on the line is Christophe Pienaar, Director and the National Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications Practice at commercial law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, to further discuss this. Thank you very much for joining us, Christophe.
Thank you, and good evening, Samora.
Could you explain the intention of this policy to us?
The intention of the policy, I would firstly describe as a noble one. Like if you look at global economic development, the fourth industrial revolution and all the cloud technology that is seeing the light, it is definitely a positive step of the South African government to pursue such a strategy.
And the draft policy references European countries and the UK, saying that these nations have declared data a public entity. Could this be seen as a form of intellectual appropriation of property without compensation, or nationalization of privately generated and stored data?
So what happened in Europe and the mechanism already exists in South Africa under the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, some European countries, the Netherlands among others, during the COVID pandemic, they declared certain databases as critical databases, which only meant that government can have access to those databases for purposes of tracking people infected and administering healthcare. So in the South African context, there is no intellectual property rights vesting in data itself. It vests in the analytical tools used to exploit data and to analyze it. For example, algorithms in machine learning applications. The intellectual property rights sit also in the construct of a database and the design of a database. But it's yet to be seen whether this will kind of lead to the nationalization, so to speak, of data, because a lot of legislation would be necessary or would need to be amended to make that possible.
Now, the draft policy document also states that data and cloud computing must be based on open and open source systems rather than exclusive systems. Does this mean that data gathering and storage companies will need to make their data and cloud systems available free of charge?
No, it does not mean that it will be free of charge. All it means is there's, for example, quite a topical debate currently regarding open banking, and this is the same kind of debate that's being furthered here. Is that all it means is that systems need to be accessible through using application program interfaces, as to not create kind of like data monopolies. I think that's the intention.
All right. And the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies states that the lack of proper policy guidelines with regard to data generation and storage could pose a threat to national security. Is this the actual case?
Well, data and the access to data can weaken or strengthen national security. But I think the big value for a country like South Africa is that if our policies and guidelines and legislation is in line with best practice globally, it will obviously make South Africa a more attractive investment destination. And we will also be considered a safe harbor for data transfers. Using data for national security is certainly, you know, not a new thing. Security agencies globally have, you know, have powers to access data. But I think the real benefit here lies in economic competitiveness.
All right. Well, Christoph, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And that was Christoph Pinard, Director and the National Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications Practice at law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.